Harper Audio presents The Wild Inside, a novel by Jamie Bradbury, performed by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. I have always had a knack for knowing the minds of dogs. Dad says it's on account of the way I come into the world, born in the open doorway of our kennel, with 22 pairs of canine eyes watching, and the barks and howls of our dogs, the first thing I ever heard. Back then, there wasn't no clinic in the village, so the community health aide come out to our place once a month. When Mom was partway through carrying me, the aide told her to stay in bed and not tire herself out. Mom minded that advice, right up till the night I was born. 1st of March, so cold the ends of her hair froze. She went outside and crossed the dog yard. Got as far as the kennel's doorway when a pain come over her. She crouched down, holding her belly, and hollered for my dad. I slid right out. I was in this world before she knew it, with barely any help from her. She said it was the only thing easy about me. "Why was you in the kennel?" I asked her one time. She shrugged, said, "I suppose I missed the dogs." I come out big and heavy and always hungry. Mom told me there some women have trouble getting their babies to take the breast, and I have seen it in some pups, how they will ignore what instinct tells them and refuse to nurse, and then you have to strip the milk from the mother and feed the pup by hand. But not me. I clamped down first thing and didn't want to let go. Mom had never seen a baby like me. She said I was voracious. She fed me till she thought she'd run dry, and then she kept on feeding me. There's pictures in the family photo book, all four of us working together in the yard, or gathered round a dog sled before the start of a race. Scott and me, both with Mom's dark hair, Dad's brown eyes. I learned in school that blood has a memory. It carries information that makes you who you are. That's how my brother and me ended up with so much in common. We both carried inside us the things our parents' blood remembered. Sharing what's in the blood, that's as close as you can be to another person. That's probably why I run into so much trouble when me and Scott started school. I didn't share nothing with the other kids. Before, we'd done school at home. Mom was our teacher. She gave us problems to solve, numbers going down the page in a column and meant to be plused or minused. When I was little, if I'd done my work right, I got a star. 10 stars meant I could go outside. I'd get my stars done fast so I could spend most of the day out in the dog yard, or running through the woods, or wrestling and chasing Scott. Usually just playing, but sometimes roughhousing, and Mom would holler at us to stop. Our place was the best place. It was my granddad who built it, before my dad was born. He found a patch of Alaska he liked, then cleared a 10-acre circle in the trees, and in one half built our house. And then the other half built the kennel, a long building with a workshop at one end, and plenty of room for gear and sleds. In between the house and the kennel, we had 40 dog houses. Then trees all around, and a trailhead at the back of the yard. The trail cut through the woods 3 miles to Ptarmigan Lake, then another 30 miles or so before you cross the river. Then beyond that, just more trees, then mountains, then tundra. I spent as much time as I could in the woods. To look at me, you might have thought, but you are only 17 and a girl. You have got no business being off in the wild by yourself where a bear could maul you or a moose trample you. But the fact is, if they put me and anyone else in the wilderness and left us there, you'd just see which one of us come out a week later, unharmed and even thriving. I rode the back of a sled practically ever since I could stand, and by the time I was 10, I could take small teams down the trail on overnight runs. Sometimes even for a few days, off on my own with only my dogs for company. I run the junior Iditarod soon as I was able, and when I was 16, I competed in my first professional races. I had already logged enough mileage to qualify for the Iditarod. Soon as I was 18, I could enter. I even managed to win back my entry fee when I finished the Gingin 200's women's race in the top 5. To be honest, I didn't care much about the money. I only wanted to be on my sled, outside, as much as I could. Which is how come I didn't care for the way Dad pitched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?